let's turn to matters education. Professor Michael Lecordier is the head of the Department for Curriculum Studies at the Education Facility at Stellenbosch University. Michael, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Yes, and good morning to you and to your listeners, and thank you for having me on your show.
Hello, thank you very much for agreeing to chat to us this morning. I imagine you were watching the announcement of the matric results yesterday, particularly the minister's statements ahead of those results. I don't want us to focus really on the actual pass rate, because as I said earlier, we do pay attention to the pass rate, but it should not be the litmus test of how we are doing in education. What impressed me the most was the several activities that she had mentioned were going into the national assessment framework, because we do need to invest more money in primary and foundation education, don't we, in order to make sure that when a grade one learner who's going into a school this year in 12 years' time writes their matric result is going to be better.
Yes, exactly. You know, education is a social process, and the matric result is merely the ultimate, the culmination of a 12-year process. And if you want to harvest, you know, beautiful flowers or beautiful products and fruit in 12 years later, you will have to put in all your hard work in the first year in grade one, and especially the foundation phase. You are quite correct when you say that we need to pay more attention to the foundation phase, because it all starts there. You know, if we ensure that learners get a good start when they go to school and make sure that they can read and write properly, those are skills that they will need for the rest of their lives. So, yes, I do appreciate the fact that she eventually or the department then eventually get to the point where they realize that we will have to put in the hard yards earlier in the system.
And what does excite me is the administration of what they call an early learning national assessment in grade one to check on the state of readiness of learners, the progress in international literacy study in grade four, the Southern and Eastern African Consortium for Monitoring Education Quality in grade six, because all of those, I suppose, benchmark us, don't they, against what is happening in the world? Because it's one thing us having our education system and delivering the curriculum, if it's no value or not competitive at all to the rest of the world, what's the point then?
Exactly. And, you know, as you quite rightly pointed out, it's one thing of driving this car, looking through the windscreen and making, you know, because we all want to go forward. But we will have to look in the mirror from time to time. We will have to look back and say, are people following us? Are we all coping? Are we all on the right track? So those benchmarks in grade one, grade four, and grade six is very important. They are a meal. They are there to tell us that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. And if there are mistakes made in the first 6 years of the education of a child, then we at least have six more years to rectify those mistakes. The problem that we've made in the past is that we've waited until that child is in grade 11, and now all of a sudden we want to load him in a bus and take them to a facility so that they can now start studying for the matric exam a few months later. By then, it is already too late. We, like I said, we need to develop the child from day one, and then we need to make sure that the child is on the right track, and we must maintain that intensity.
We absolutely must. And of course, retention of the child from the time they enter the school system to them passing matric is, I imagine, an ever-going concern for the department as well. But let me ask you about something that happened outside of that announcement. The OneSA movement leader, Musima Emane, had a press briefing ahead of the announcement by the minister. And one of the things he called for was for the scrapping of life orientation as a subject matter, and rather replacing that with critical thinking and general knowledge. Your reflections on that?
Look, life orientation is a very wide concept. It can include critical thinking. It is important that we teach our learners and our children to think rather than just to take things on face value, especially now with the internet and with Google. A lot of it what is there is not actually true, and learners need to be very critical, and we must teach them how to think. But nothing prohibits us to make critical thinking one of the modules of life orientation. You see, what has happened in our country for the past few years is that life orientation has actually become a place where we teach learners about AIDS and sex education. And that is merely one very small part of the whole existence of a particular child. Yes, we need to teach them how to practice, you know, sound lifestyle. That's one. But we also need to teach them how to look after themselves, how to take care of their own illnesses. We need to teach them not just about AIDS, but now it's also about COVID, and then here in the Western Cape about TB and flu, and all sorts of other illnesses that they must be able to look after themselves. We need to teach them how to interact with other people in this country, how to cross the borders to other races, how to function in a diverse society with other people in this country, how to be a good South African, a good citizen. Those are all values that are things that we ought to teach our children as part of life orientation, because you don't just orientate a child by just giving him sex education. You must teach them also about the environment. How must we look after our world and our trees and water safety? How do we save water? How climate change? There are so much to be taught in life orientation, and yes, critical thinking can become one of those modules. So there's no problem in teaching learners about critical thinking, but that does not mean we must throw the baby out with the bathwater and get rid of life orientation. What we should be doing, we should have a real look at life orientation, and then very importantly, we must appoint the right teachers for the job. And I think that is where everything falls flat in our schools today, because the school principal do not appoint a person who will take life orientation seriously, because those are the people who will make sure that the real things are being taught to our learners. I think we need to start there.
Somebody on the WhatsApp saying scrapping life orientation is a terrible idea. We already have a nation that struggles with morals and ethics.
Exactly.
And when we were discussing this as a team earlier, what we hoped for was that life orientation would include things like, how do you open a bank account? How do you fill out a form? Why is it important to pay your taxes? Why is it important to vote and participate in the constitutional democracy of this country? And look, when we were in school, we were not taught life orientation, so we don't really know what is contained in that curriculum. So what, Michael, in your opinion, do you think needs to be done by the Department of Basic Education to make life orientation relevant and a valuable subject for the learners?
I can't agree more with you. You know, you've mentioned so much there that a child of 2022 will need to survive in this country. We can add to that, how do you use a cell phone? You see, when do you use a cell phone? What is the ethics about using the internet? Because there is also a few problems that we need to teach our children. So you are quite correct by saying, you know, life orientation is much, much more. And it is important to continue to teach our learners a value system. It is one thing to teach them the curriculum. It's one thing to teach them languages and mathematics. Yes, they do need those skills, but they also need the soft skills, how to be a good South African, how to be a good citizen. And those value system is very important to ensure that the child will have a balanced lifestyle eventually when he or she leaves school.
Michael, thank you very much indeed for your insights. Professor Michael Lekodia is the Head of Department of Curriculum Studies at the Stellenbosch University's Education Faculty.